Welcome back, everyone, to Shut the Fuck Up. Anime is on. I am Pixel Potato, aka Frankie, aka that bitch. It's been a while since I reminded you guys, but you all need to know. So today's episode was kind of
Gonna be interesting.
it's gonna be an interesting episode, but it's just me and Mr. A-Town Ryan. How are you doing today?
Hello, yes, ladies and gentlemen, Alex A-Town Ryan here, aka your sensei, aka the one who knows all. And that's it, pretty much. I know everything. And I am
Honest,
your
I wish
sensei.
I could fight you on that, but I literally can't. You're a walking encyclopedia for every single thing, not even just anime. It's everything.
Yes.
It's kind of scary at
It's a
times.
gift and a curse.
I remember we were at when we were all staying at the Airbnb at MegaCon. I had the trivia thing, and some of these things I was like, "There's no way anyone's gonna get these." And yeah, you were getting those questions, and we were
Yes,
all
I
just kind of
was.
looking at you like, "What is wrong with you?
These
Why do
those are
you
the
know
moments of,
this?"
I don't know. I just know things. I really just know things because I just like to know.
I believe in
I crave
ignorance is
knowledge.
bliss. The less I know, the happier I am. I'm pretty sure it shows a lot, which is not good. So we were supposed to do the Bleach episode tonight, but I messed up because I thought I was done with this. The soul We were just supposed to do the Soul Society arc because as
And
a
a little
book.
bit of the Kurikara Town arc, the first arc.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Well, we had to touch on
Yeah,
that
we
if
had
you're
to
gonna, yeah.
touch on
Yeah.
whatever the fuck that was. But I messed up. I stopped at episode 61, which is right when Azawa gets
Aizen.
I oh
Come on now, you better get
Iowa.
that name
Oh,
right.
God. Aizen gets revealed, and I just stopped right after that and look, okay, all right, because it's been a long journey for me to get to
To
that
that,
point. Because
you did very well. I commend you, by the way.
I struggled so bad with it. It probably took me, I'd say like 2 3 months, honestly, to get to this point, just because I was like, this is the most boring anime I've ever watched. Like, why is this the big three? But then shit started popping off, and I'm like, okay,
I told her.
all right. And then that, yeah, okay. But we're gonna talk about it another time because I didn't watch the last two episodes of that arc,
And
which is
those are very
important.
big things, especially if we're going to talk about this arc specifically. You got to finish it up. Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't want anything spoiled for me since I'm so close. So right after this, I'm gonna go and finish them, and hopefully next time we can actually talk about them. But we'll see. Never know with me. I'm very unpredictable and unstable. So we started talking about the fillers, just kind of when me and Alex were sitting here on Zoom by ourselves. And we didn't re I guess it wasn't until then we didn't realize that like how
Big it is in anime.
Yeah, how much of a it's how big it is and how much of an issue it is at the same time. So we decided to record a filler episode. Ha ha
Aha! Look at that. We're
ha.
fucking geniuses.
I know this is
Look
perfect.
that.
Yeah, so we had started talking about the Bleach fillers, because you were giving me a heads up on what was filler and what wasn't, and I looked at the episode guide
And it's a lot.
and I
It's
was
a
looking at
lot.
the spans because you let me know like, oh yeah, like the next like 60 episodes, like don't worry about. I'm like, what? Or as Hulu has them, they has them listed as seasons. And you're like, yeah, like pretty much Soul Society arc ends with season two, and you said
So
don't
let's
worry
say
until
Soul
season three.
Society ends at 63. The next canon episode isn't until episode 110.
Yeah, see that just oh, and then but that episode, no, that's 109.
Yeah,
But no,
that's
but episode 109 is still technically filler. It's mixed. It's canon and filler,
yeah, because
according to the guide.
it's supposed to be like a transitioning into like trying to button everything to lead you to the next part.
That sounds stupid. And then you said episode 10, what, 1010. But then, if I look at the episode guide, episode 111 is mixed canon and filler still. Looks like
No,
y'all
is it?
really.
Not really. No. That's canon.
According to the internet.
No, I'm looking at
animefillerlist.com.
They put episode 111 as filler.
Mixed canon filler.
Okay. I see what they're trying to do, but nah, you leave it. That's canon. It mixed right into a full filler arc, the full canon arc. I don't even know why they would try to differentiate it. But you'll get there. You'll see.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, I'm not going to see because no, that episode I will see because that's not one of the skippable ones. Yeah. But so we all know what filler is, but just in case for some of the ones who don't know, but if you watch anime, it's an intense, I can't even call it a love-hate relationship because it's just a hate relationship. So filler is pretty much when the anime, they're writing it, it starts getting caught up to where they are in the manga. So in order to stretch it out back in the day, instead of taking a break, they would just keep writing these episodes that literally had nothing to do with the storyline whatsoever in the worst way possible sometimes. I haven't been exposed to it with Bleach yet, but I know Bleach is probably the worst one out there.
It is.
For fillers and how they introduce it. Yeah.
Hands down the worst. Most chronic. In terms of filler.
Yeah. So you
40% the anime.
Yeah, literally you were saying 40% of the anime is filler. So which is that I can't wait to see how that plays out. Because at least like with Naruto filler, it's not as well. Okay, first go ahead and explain Bleach filler.
Okay.
You were explaining it to me earlier.
Yeah. So, with Bleach filler, as you've said, it's usually, and they used to catch up a lot because Bleach story is so straightforward after the Soul Society arc that it's a path and it just keeps going. And another thing also I should say is that the author, Taito Kubo, used to get sick a lot.
Oh, you should have told me that before I was
I probably should have mentioned that part. Even he used to get sick a lot. And demands of manga writers, it's a big thing in Japan. These guys are literally killing themselves to get these. Think about it. You're talking about a publication that puts out weekly comics like that, and they have deadlines. We're spoiled in America that when we want it, we want it now. Like even this morning, I woke up. It's as of this recording, it's a Friday. I was waiting for my My Hero manga chapter. It didn't come out, and I got pissed.
Wow, I am
part of the problem of that because these stories are great. So we're spoiled with that. We get it. Sometimes they do take maybe one breaks, but then it's one after the other. So they keep churning them out. Problem is when you got these anime episodes that come on, they move quick. They catch up very easily. And Taito Kubo used to get sick a lot. So sometimes he would just stop and that would cause a stall. And what would the studio period, what they have to do? Filler. Bleach is notorious for filler. The problem with Bleach's story, as I said, it's a journey. From this point on, it just goes and goes. There are no slice of life breaks like with Naruto. When Naruto can go do something, they would have an arc, they go back to the village. You can put a filler in between that because he's chilling in the village.
Right.
There's not like if Naruto's on this long ass journey and he can't stop. No, he goes and do something. He comes back to the village. He chills. Boom. That's a filler. You can throw in, space it out. Between events happening, between whatever the villains are doing. With Bleach, I'm trying not to spoil too much of the story, Frank, because you didn't read it, but watch it, but everyone that knows about Bleach, once Ichigo leaves to go for a certain person in the next arc, the next canon arc, he doesn't come back home until the end of the anime. That's the best way I can say it. It's the point where...
And I know already what happens to that person. I just don't know who it is because when we did our anime intros episodes, you would let us know that the theme song you had picked is.
Oh, I spoiled it. Yeah.
But I don't remember the name you said.
Okay. Good.
I just know. I know when they go to retrieve that person, I'm like, yeah, well.
Yeah, because that's one of my favorite. That's one of my favorite openings. So
yeah.
The moment he leaves, funny enough, with that opening, because that's the opening that signifies that leaving on that journey, and he does not come back home until the anime ends. And then he comes back home, but then they do a little extra arc with a little time skip. That's not filler too, that's canon, but that's right toward the end. But in terms of like this current conflict ends, that's when he comes back home. What Bleach would do is that while he's away, they would literally just cut it. He could literally be running somewhere. They would literally cut it and go do 40 episodes of filler. And it would be so weird because you get taken out of the story. They would literally, it's almost like they took the main character, plucked him out of his own story, put him in a different universe where this story is going on. Go deal with that for like 40 episodes. And it used to really take us out. And it was very identifiable, and people used to be pissed at the time. It's like, yo, what? Because we get hype, and then it's like, oh, it's fuck. It was bad enough where people would just disconnect from the anime. True fans probably would watch, because they caught me one with one arc that I was like, okay, this is interesting. And they had me entertained for a while. But usually most people would just walk away, and then it would be almost like a news flash. And this is early days of the internet where you didn't have social media to really tell you, but it would be like on the news sites, canon episodes are coming back, guys. Get ready. It used to be an event when canon episodes would come back. It's almost like in America when a TV show would go on break for summer and stuff. That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
And what? So that's how bad.
You're saying, and you would have like upwards of 40 episodes.
Most 40.
If we're doing the math, one episode is coming out every week.
Yeah.
There are 52 weeks in a year. So you guys would be going almost a year.
Yes.
With filler. Mm-hmm.
That's why Bleach coming back after 12 years. We've been built for this shit.
You guys were ready for this.
We were ready. Like, think about that. Bleach took a 12-year hiatus. Came back like on the 10th. And we're just... But I always say, I know, which I'm not trying to talk about Bleach too much, but I mean, when we do the actual episode, we'll get into it. That just shows the testament of how good this show was, that with that much filler, we stuck around. But yeah, Bleach was considered the worst of it. There's others. There's that killed animes that did it. Like that anime called Hunter x Hunter, where they did this whole thing on the Greed Islands. Oh, what filler was
You know?
I was waiting.
I was like, where is he going with this?
Bang!
No. So if you guys have listened to our past episodes, for some reason, Alex thinks Greed Island is filler. And no, oh my God, this is like...
Alex, I was waiting for that.
No.
I was waiting for that shot.
I feel like you haven't earned Hunter. I really don't think, because you didn't watch Greed Island. You didn't see how he came up with rock, paper, scissors.
I really didn't, though. That's the funny thing.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm not going through
the Greed Island. You didn't earn it. And you're all about earning moments.
I know.
Not earn.
I didn't want to. Because you know what it is? I knew where I was heading. And I knew this was the last part before I get there. And I'm like, fuck this shit. I want to go to the good stuff. Nah. So I treated Greed Island arc as filler. Because as far as I was concerned, it was.
God. Okay. Whatever. We're just gonna skip that. What he just said, and I'm just gonna bleep it out.
I was about to say you have the power of editing, and you.
I don't know how to, but I'm gonna figure out how to edit and cut that out. I'm just gonna put one long big bleep over the entire thing you just fucking said. But I think another anime that was. Ooh, sorry, I'm like making weird eyeballs at you. That was really bad with filler was Naruto.
Oh yeah.
But the thing is like you're saying with Bleach, they just kind of like, bloop. All right, this is literally, there's no way literally this could be going on at all. In the current storyline, but here it is anyway. At least with Naruto, just saying, they just kind of, like you said, Naruto would be chilling in the village, and then like. Yeah. In the main storyline, they'd be in the village and like, okay, all right, we're just going to do this. Or it'd be a side character that you didn't really see a part of the storyline for a while, and they would have their own little thing. So it would kind of, they were good at tricking you, though.
Very well.
Into realizing things weren't filler until the end of the episode. But a lot of their filler, though, was entertaining.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, one of Rock Lee's best fights is
filler.
Is filler.
Wait, which one? Which one? Oh,
that was the
shit.
One with the other what was his name? What was the style of fighting they do?
I think I know the, yeah, I think I know that. Yeah, you
What
would know.
type of fighting does Rock Lee do? What's his name of his fighting?
Junkin.
No, like just his style in general.
Taijutsu.
Taijutsu. He fights another Taijutsu fighter.
Yeah.
The
Okay,
guy
I
with the white
remember that one.
hair in the village and
Yeah.
all of that. Yeah, that's fucking filler.
Yeah.
I just found out that filler I watched, well, something I watched that I thought was canon was actually filler, and that was everyone knows right before Asuma.
Hidan and the fight with Hidan and Kakuzu, that arc right before that.
Yeah, when Asuma dies, RIP to a real one. That his whole backstory thing they go into is
Yeah,
filler.
we used to, the monk, they had the guy Sora that had a piece of the Nine Tails chakra in him.
I was
That.
so pissed off. Mind you, this was just like 15 minutes ago. Alex told me it was filler. And I was probably in shock for like a good like 2, 3 minutes. Because I'm like, no, that was his story. No, they went into his backstory. And then, like, he had his whole arc. They were shining a light on him because they were going to kill him. And it just made him even more badass of a character. And you're telling me that all that emotion, that emotional attachment I built towards him was not real?
Yeah, because up to that point, they had nothing really much with him. This was the most shine he's ever gotten in the whole anime.
Exactly. Why make it filler?
I agree. I
No,
agree.
to me, that's not going to be filler. But I guess after I stopped, I'd watched all the filler up to Naruto, up until the Great Ninja War, right when they went to that huge long filler arc, when you knew the next main, like the next canon episode was going to be them like at the war and everything. That's when I started skipping it, and I shot myself in the foot because I thought that Kakashi's Anbu Black Ops days were filler. And then it wasn't until I finished it wasn't until I finished the anime, someone was like, "Oh yeah, and Kakashi like his whole Anbu days," and then that, and I was like, "No, nah, I skipped it. It was filler." And they're like,
No,
"Are
it
you
wasn't.
kidding me?" And I went back and watched it, and I cried.
Now, okay, so here's the thing. Here's the thing with Naruto's filler. Again, also, Naruto, the actual old Naruto, part one. Naruto part one. Yeah, of course. Andre, if you're listening, I don't think you are, because that's
Oh
good as.
yeah, Andre, do not listen
Well,
to this
yeah,
episode.
don't
Oh
listen, because
God, don't
we're
listen.
about to go in. So now, okay, our main thing with Andre, we wanted to finish Naruto part one. Now, we wanted to go up to the end with Sasuke and Naruto's fight at the Battle of the End. From that point on, Naruto goes on almost what, 90 episodes of filler? That's a lot. That so even though we talk about Bleach, Naruto took up took had I think the longest consecutive thing of filler, because Shippuden I think started a little while after that, and they really wanted Shippuden to stretch out. The problem is they also caught up with that as well. So Naruto went on a big filler binge.
That's almost 2 years.
I got into Naruto at that point. When I remember the exact time. By the time I got into Naruto, I was able to watch everything. I even watch fillers and stuff. The episode right before Shippuden started is when I finally finished Naruto. So I still remember
Oh.
the ending of that episode, because it was the ending song was Yuta, oh, and it's showing older Naruto. Like they would always tease not the older version of him. In sprinkle it in. So I remember that showing, oh, that's older Naruto practicing fighting, but they wouldn't show it until, of course, Heroes Comeback. So that's when I got it. So I thank God didn't have to go through any of that. But once Shippuden started, that's when they started hitting me with the filler. I think the first big filler arc for that was the Three Tail arc, where it
Okay.
was not the Mizukage, it was like a little kid that had it hit him. And the thing also with Naruto fillers, at least when they did, especially in Shippuden, they would always try to weave it back into the main story.
It was relevant for the
Yeah,
most part.
because in Shippuden, all the tail beasts, the Jinchuriki, they all got their own arc.
Yeah, which is why I didn't think that stuff was filler at first, because I was like, I feel like it's kind of important to know, like, each Jinjutsu since they're focusing so much on Naruto's.
They mastered it to the point. I think they were very well at how to handle that. They made it. Yes, we're giving you filler, but we're also giving you story that you wouldn't see otherwise.
Yeah.
Like Bleach was just giving you shit just to entertain you. Naruto found a way to give you filler with backstory on character. Like, even the, again, that long stretch, they were always something about Tenten, to something about Neji, something about Rock Lee. Even Gaara had, even in the part one, his little arc where he was like teaching the little girl and she became a student of his. And funny enough, they made her canon when she showed up in the, when he got revived, and she's like, Lord Gaara. And I was like, oh, that's, yeah. So they found a way to meld it where we're going to show you filler, but we're going to educate you, sort of. Even Shippuden toward the end, where, like you said, you skip Kakashi, but you got to see the fourth. You got to see his relationship with Naruto's mom's name. Kizuna?
It starts with the K.
Hey, yeah, I think it's Kizuna. I hope so.
Just Naruto's mom.
Naruto's mom, I'm blaspheming right now. But yes, you saw like his, like their relationship, how it was, and how Itachi growing up, how he was treated, his childhood, what he went through, his friendship with Shisui. There was so much packed in that you wanted to watch it. Even later on, when they did the backstory on what's her face, the final villain, where how she came about. Yeah,
was that filler? That as
was
well? All
filler. That was filler.
See, and that's the thing, is going back, because even now, some of the things you're telling me, in Naruto that were filler, I'm like, oh, I didn't realize that was filler. And I think that's why I had no issue for the first majority of Naruto watching it, because it, like you said, it flowed. So I'm going to have to look up which arcs were actually filler that I watched, that I enjoyed, because I thought it was a part of the story. Because to me, Naruto throws so much information at you that like all of it seems like it's going to be relevant at some point.
And it really was. It kind of was. It was.
Yeah.
Because because that's all the Six Sages, Six Eyes, just telling his history. First, he tells like his mother fell in, like when she crashed her, she fell in with the monk.
Yeah, and I feel like
Then they show the sage and his brother and how they came up. Even that part with the moon that leads into the movie with Naruto and Hinata, where that ancestor is from his brother that decided to live on the moon to guard his mother's body. Yeah.
Because in that, I guess now, in that filler arc, don't they also give the backstory on why Sasuke and Naruto are connected?
Yep, they showed the origin of Indra and Ashura, and that was very heavy filler. It was a lot, but it was entertaining because you see, the beginnings of like what the Sage Mode looked like, where you see the original Toad as a kid, like a young Toad, the big it was very entertaining. I'm not gonna, it wasn't bad. Like,
and you're telling me this is filler.
All of that was filler. All of that was put in for the anime.
So the people who read the manga were just like, didn't get this.
Some of them probably did watch it though, because
but reading it, like,
no, we didn't know any of this. Everything we learned was watching it on that in the anime.
Wow,
that was all new information for us of Ashura and Injira. Why, like, it continued. They show Black Zetsu hiding in the all of that was all.
And I feel because that revolves around, I feel like, the entire premise of the show, Naruto and Sasuke being connected. Yeah. Like,
the only thing that was definitely was canon was when the first tells the story of him and Madara, them growing up. That was canon. That was in the anime. That was in the manga.
So that's not filler, right?
That's not filler. Like,
because I'm questioning everything now.
Yeah, the back and forth between those two, Obito with young, where Obito gets crushed.
Yeah,
that is manga, in the manga.
Okay.
Funny enough, that's a side story. That's not even in the manga, actually. It was a side story that was published.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm like, because you know how we told like Andrea, like, oh, there's a lot of like filler you can skip. Yeah. I'm kind of like,
You got to be careful what we tell. Right now, Naruto Part 1 is easy for her because we know the clear. Shippuden is a little tougher.
Because she's going to like, just knowing her, she's gonna like the backstories of each Jinjutsuki.
Yeah,
she's really gonna like that. So she gotta watch it. We already told her. Oh, by the way, the best filler episode of any anime show in the history of shows, in the history of filler, is the little Jinjutsuki song they do in Naruto, where they go through and they name all of them. And they're all like dancing.
That's not an episode. That's just a little.
That's an episode.
That was a little cut at the end.
Oh, that was a cut at the end? I thought it was an actual episode.
No, that's a 25-minute song.
I'm here for it.
No, that was actually, no, that was definitely a little cut at the end. Yeah.
Let me see how long that was. Because for me, it's like felt a like a full episode minute. Because I love it.
It's a 5-minute song.
Jin, how do you spell Jin Judiki?
Jin. J-I-N-C-H-U-R-I-R-I.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Oh, I keep saying Jin Judy. It's Jin Chu.
Jin Chu, yeah.
Churiki. Jin Chu.
It's like a 5-minute song.
Churiki song. Oh.
God, it was a whole episode.
It should be, honestly. Okay, filler scene. Yeah. There we go.
There you go. That could be it, yeah.
That's yeah, all probably of that. The best, but yeah. No. And then trying to think, what do you think was the anime that introduced filler first? Do you know this? Because I tried looking it up and I couldn't find anything on it.
Oh, Dragon Ball Z.
Oh.
Dragon Ball Z. Hell yeah. Oh yeah. Dragon Ball Z had their, at least that I know. All right. Maybe not officially, but as far as I know.
As far back as you can remember?
As far as back as I can remember, I think Dragon Ball Z was the first that I of recollection in terms of like our modern anime age that had filler. So if we're going to talk just Dragon Ball Z, not Dragon Ball, even though I don't know much, the first in that was the Garlic Jr. saga. You won't know this, don't worry. But I think Garlic Jr. was, I think, filler. What else? I think that's it. That was actually the main filler. Funny enough, there would be some like spaces in between actual events where like Goku driving. I don't know if you remember that. It was basically Chi Chi got mad at Piccolo and Goku for being lazy. So she told him to go get driver's licenses. And it's a whole episode of Piccolo and Goku like battling each other to see who's the best driver. Meanwhile, they're both driving like assholes, driving like Piccolo, and Piccolo's wearing regular clothes. That okay, by the way, that's another reason why you knew Piccolo was black. Because the what Piccolo chose to wear as normal.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I'm like, come on, dude, that's a black. You're black. We get it. What his outfit, his street clothes outfit was straight out of the 90s hip hop era. Like we know exactly what you're trying to tell us, Toriyama. Yes. But yeah, I think that was filler. There was a lot of little filler moments. But again, Dragon Ball Z was also another one where they would seamlessly just fit it in between major arcs.
Right.
So they're not stopping a whole story. It was seamlessly, okay, we're going to go train or we're going to go do something within the story along the path. I don't know. Yu Yu Hakusho didn't really have filler, not that I remember, no.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
If they did, it might have been one episode, but even that I don't think they're dead. So I'm gonna try and do some research and figure out what anime was the first to air really have filler episode filler.
I'm trying to think any earlier than later than that. I know one anime that literally was killed off of filler, that like filler, well no, there's a couple that literally filler has killed it, but the first Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh.
The first iteration of Full Metal Alchemist, when they decided to put it out, the manga was still going. And it was so bad, that filler, that it took over the show. Meaning
the filler arc?
The filler, because up until, I guess, the first maybe 13, maybe almost 16 episodes, I may be off on the number, it was canon. Problem is, same as like with Bleach, they caught up. But instead of Bleach, like them trying to just space it out, they said, fuck it, we're going to do our own thing. And they literally took the story. Mind you, the manga wasn't even done. And they went a completely different route to the point where this, the ending of the original Fullmetal Alchemist and Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood is two separate things. They just took clues of what they thought the story was going to go and went their completely separate ways. Similar like to another show that you love, that I say, fuck them, Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay. I agree with you on the ending a little bit. After this, we'll have to do a, at the end of the episode, we'll have to do a quick House of Dragons update because shit's getting crazy. But continue.
Yeah, but basically that's what they did. The only redemption I will say there is that people loved that original version though. They accepted it.
I was just about to ask you like if yeah. it had accepted. To have been good because it people was, still talk about.
They made a movie. They made another anime movie from that ending. The Conqueror of Shambhala, I think. Yeah, it was called. And that was a very entertaining film. So I never finished that version, though, but because I had the new one. I was like, well, I don't need to watch that. But people weren't complaining about that, though, even though they went and did though, because it was still entertaining enough. Like, all right, we'll allow it. Though it did go on for 10 years. Then they said, all right, we'll go back and decide to do it right. There's a lot of anime where they did it like that, people want them to say, please go back and do it right. Please end it right. Funny enough, even more recently, Promised Neverland.
I was willing to start that one with the first, because everyone was talking about it, and I heard the second season just...
That's another example of wanting to go back because they allowed the filler to completely take over whatever they were doing. And it ruined it. But yeah, definitely Fullmetal Alchemist, where their filler became their show for a lot of anime, especially when they catch up to the manga. They tend to do that. Funny, do you remember Akame Got Killed? Do you remember that anime?
Yeah, I started watching. I haven't finished the first season of that.
That's another, and funny enough, I got into the manga because of it, and I remember watching it, and then at some point, I'm watching the show, I'm like, oh, finish the whole manga, and I was like, all right, I get to watch how they animated. I don't know what the plan was. I don't know if that was another idea that they caught up, and that show completely did its own thing.
In a bad, good or bad way?
It's a frustrating. It's so different and it's frustrating, to be honest. Like the manga ending was superior. That might be another example where they're like, all right, we'll go back and take over and just do it again.
Didn't they do the same thing with Soul Eater?
Soul Eater is another one, yes.
Because Fire Force, like, and then the only reason I think they're going to redo Soul Eater because of how Fire Force ended.
Exactly. Soul Eater was another one. They caught up too close. They started doing filler and it became its own thing. Like her becoming a weapon with Blade, all that, none of that happened. The story's supposed to go even longer than that, actually. But I feel like, I think they said, all right, we're getting too close. And I think they just chose to end it their way. But like I said, I don't know if I ever spoiled Fire Force on here. I might have did, but basically the way, I don't think I did, but
it's the ending connected it with Soul Eater.
Right into Soul Eater. And it's because it's the same author.
Yeah.
So if they wanted, and I hope they, oh dear God, I hope they do.
Because I heard they ended Soul Eater in a not good way.
Yeah, people were just like, come on. And again, Soul Eater is one of those animes that starts off amazing. And you could tell where they were going, but it's another one where I think that's what's going to happen. I think that's why he did it too. To try to know, like, by the time they're done with Fire Force, there'll be enough because people were hyped. When they realize how Fire Force ended and how it directly, it's not like it's a direct link into Soul Eater.
Yeah.
So that will maybe say, they'll be like, all right, let's redo it and do it right and do it how we want to. And again, you know what's also a remake and had went into filler, but they decided to continue? Hunter Hunter. Did you know that?
No, I knew.
There's a 90s version of Hunter Hunter.
I 2011
is a remake.
Yeah. I thought what I was watching was like had already come out, and I just wasn't paying attention to the animation or something.
Yeah, that animation is rough. And it looks, it's literally like, okay, the new Hunter Hunter, you know, it's got the sharper, and the old one looks right out of the 90s.
So does it look like Yu Yu Hakusho pretty much?
So I could show you. I think it was 1999, and they did a lot of episodes in the new one did. So there we go.
Are the storylines completely different?
Huh?
Are the storylines completely different?
No, pretty much not. No, it's up to a certain point. I don't even think they finished. I think they had even stopped.
Well, they still haven't finished, so.
No, compared to now, they went a lot further. That's what I mean. So if you look, this is some of the animation that they did back then.
Oh, I've seen that. Okay,
Yeah, that's kilowatt. Yeah.
Thought that was just people.
Nope, that is canon animation. This is what Hisoka used to look like.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I like the I love, love, love. I'm obsessed with 90s animation.
Yeah.
This is what. Oh, look at her. She was a little ginger.
Yeah.
Oh, they fixed her mouth. Thank God.
Yeah, this was the 90s. I mean, they went pretty far, a good amount. But Killua looked way older. Yeah.
Yeah, he looks.
Yeah, this is. Yep. Look at Lele. Yeah. So that was another example of. So that's the one thing about filler that, like, you hope. Like these fillers, especially animes where they did it all filler, that you hope they redo it and do it right. The ones that caught up. The thing about Bleach and Naruto, we don't mention that other one because, as far as I'm concerned, that whole
I'm
other
gonna
show
mention
is
it. I was about to. Okay, I was just gonna say
that whole other show. One Piece is all filler. Fuck
One anyone. Piece. There is. You ask any One Piece fan, and they're like, "Oh no, there's like, oh, so like, what's filler and all that? There's no filler." None of it's filler. You mean to tell me over 1,000 episodes and every single one? No. Mm-mm.
It's all canon. Which doesn't make sense. How do you have. But then that guy's a beast in terms of what he did, where he would never stop. So I guess. But I think, but like I said, with Bleach and Naruto, they were so big, they refused to stop. It was the big money makers. It was part of the big three. So they were not taking that shit off the air for nothing. They're like, we'd rather give you filler that you keep watching than to stop. And also back then, compared to now, because now these days, you don't see filler in anime.
No, I was just about to say how watching anime today versus watching it back in like 90s, early 2000s, it's weird because I've was watching anime back then, but I was mainly just catching it here and there. I really wasn't keeping up to date with like the new episodes every single time they're coming up. I was so young, so I didn't know any better. And now I was watching more on like streaming services and online and stuff, so I didn't have to worry about that. And now that I'm actually watching things as they come out, the concept of them not stopping and an anime just continuing on like year round is such a weird concept, especially with the newer animes. Like, I couldn't imagine Attack on Titan with filler.
Oh my God.
Like, what type of filler would you put in such a heavy show?
A day in the life of Titan. Oh,
like
I'm just going to
go
out to
clean,
the
like cleaning with Levi for
the day. I mean,
like,
but
that
thing,
would be great. But
I was about to say that then, like, people wouldn't eat that up.
Yeah, never. What? That
I'm
was
just
a bad example.
Just Levi and all of, like, their favorite characters just living life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but yeah, these days they're willing to stop because it's way more saturated now. And again, streaming services, you can put out a lot of content very easily. So you don't have to worry about missing. You won't lose any fans. If anything, it builds hype now. They've also learned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so there's like there's enough like current animes going on. There's something you're still able to watch stuff year round.
Yeah. Yeah. So now they call them seasonal, where it's like animes that own, like, right now we're in the fall season, which is considered the big season where the big stuff come out.
Yeah.
So yeah. So now, like, again, My Hero. Imagine My Hero with filler.
No. And I said this earlier.
Yeah.
I could see Attack on Titan having filler before My Hero. Yeah. Just because My Hero is already such, well, with the seasons we've gotten so far, has already been such a light. You already have such light.
Yeah.
Like, fun, loving moments and stuff that it's very slice of life-ish.
Yeah.
At times that, like, adding filler in there would be so unnecessary. I feel like you might have little. Actually, was the Christmas episode filler?
No.
No, right?
No, that was in the manga. Cause
okay, yeah.
Yeah, because the scene where Uraka, thing when she got the gift from Deku, and they make fun of her, and then she starts floating, and she looks outside, and she sees Deku practicing. That's in the manga.
Okay.
That's not. That wasn't filler. I mean, if you would, okay, you would say there's more filler in the manga. There's filler in manga, maybe.
Yeah.
So you would say the manga has filler, but it's if it's in the manga, we deem it canon.
I was about to say, so as long as it's in the manga, it's
canon. It is. But again, like I said with Naruto, where if it expands on a story, maybe the author wanted to tell, and maybe he couldn't do it. Then they're like, okay, and they used to say that they would tell you when a story was done by the author. Like even with Bleach, I know even with the new season that coming out, they said there'll be a lot of things that he wanted to put in the manga, but they didn't have time. And that's another thing they said with the Bleach, like the new season. There'll be things he wanted to do that he couldn't. Toriyama used to do that with Dragon Ball Z. Kishimoto with Naruto, even like all the stories that I've told you, Dawa, filler that we talked about, those were things that he wanted to do but didn't have time because they call them mangakas or manga artists. They were on a crunch. And you only had so much time to put out whatever story you wanted to tell. And that's the good thing about filler in manga and anime, that it gave them that opportunity maybe. And they would always, like I said, they would always say when the actual creator is involved with the story. Because it's their story that is like something they just wanted to tell that they didn't have time to tell. So it gave them a chance to. But yeah, filler today, very rare. Even like the lower level animes that we watch, like not just the top ones, rarely do they have filler. It's all just stories they wanted to tell.
Yeah, so I'm trying to think what animes today would be acceptable to have. I feel like Demon Slayer.
No way.
No, mm-hmm. I'm not talking about the hype behind it. I'm talking about how the show is written.
Yeah.
And stuff right now with how we're seeing how the anime is being written. That's the only show I think today that I could see filler fitting in there just because of how you have a good balance between like deep dark, like deep emotional storylines, but still you have like these funny moments and these really heavy personalities for each character. So I feel like
why I would disagree is because that's money. They can't afford that.
No, that's what outside of that. I'm talking about in general, they'd be idiots to spend money with like the theme of the show and just how we've seen filler in the past. I think Demon Slayer, maybe just because Demon Slayer reminds me a little bit of Naruto for some reason.
I could pay more to Bleach, I think.
Well, I don't know yet.
My hero is Naruto, 100%.
Okay.
My hero is definitely Naruto.
I feel it's like fighting wise and stuff and all that, it doesn't remind me. The storyline wise, yes, it can remind me of Naruto, but fighting wise, but I don't know Bleach yet. So
yes, trust me.
I don't know Bleach yet.
Bleach is just fuck it. Yeah. Even though, skill-wise, because remember, special abilities, very heavy in Bleach. Of like, this, basically, whatever your Zanpakuto could do is very heavy with that. And I will say, they tried to be creative with their fillers. They really did. But it was just like, it was too much.
Yeah, and I'm thinking there really was nothing they could do. If the storyline was that heavily invested in him being in that one world and all of that, there wasn't really much they could do unless they kept going back and showing whatever the wahahaha guy was doing.
Okay,
but I'm pretty sure he comes doing. And does he die? No, don't tell me. Never mind.
I'm looking at a list here of animes with the most filler episodes. All right, number one,
One Piece.
No, actually, Detective Conan with 440 filler episodes out of 1,039 episodes. Detective Conan's case, Detective Conan's been out since, I think, the 60s.
I was about to say, like, isn't that, like, one of the oldest
anime ever? Like, I'm not going to say maybe early 80s. So in their defense, they've been out forever. And not only that, Detective Conan lends itself where there's a plot, but it's very loose where you can do whatever you want. So even Detective Conan seems like a show where you wouldn't even notice you're watching filler. Because it's slice of life, but there is a plot, but it's cases. So that I could be allowed. Number two, funny enough, Out of 724 episodes, 294 episodes of Naruto is filler.
But there's 700.
And that's why you got to think of percentages now.
That's all I was going to say, percentage even wise. Though
that's about almost a third. Actually, a little more than a third. All right, second. That's funny that they put this here, which I didn't even know this had this many episodes. Out of 1,085 episodes, 231 episodes of Pokemon. Sailor Moon?
Oh, Pokemon! Oh,
filler. That's crazy.
Wait, so it's 1,000 episodes, but 200?
231,
yeah. Okay, that's not...
Now, number four is bad, and I was going to bring it up, but since they put it on the list, I'll touch on it. Boruto.
I wouldn't know. So.
No, it's bad, because there are 245 episodes of Boruto. Guess how much of that is filler?
I'm going to say 83.
Okay, so let's add 100 to that. It's 182 episodes.
But out of how many? 245.
So that's just 245? Talking about two-thirds of almost a third of Boruto is filler. Actually, more than that. I'm bad at math. Sue me. More than half. Almost three-quarters of
that's
Boruto
the entire...
is anime. And it is true. Even as of we speak right now, Boruto is doing, and they're just pumping out episodes. Boruto is bad.
But so that means, because I don't watch Boruto, I watched the movie. I think I watched the first episode or two because I just wanted to see like everyone grown up because that was the only purpose of the show at that point.
Yeah.
So you're telling it, but I know like the major plot points. Kind of, for the most part, that have happened,
and that's all you. And that's all they've shown.
That's it.
Like, and it is bad because when Boruto does non filler episodes, we know it because it, like I said, it's an event. So that whole thing with Naruto and Kurama, that's not filler, but it was. I will give Boruto this: why they keep their popularity. That when they do go canon, people big. Love it. It's great. Problem is, it's not a lot because. They didn't wait. It's the same issue they did with Naruto Part 1. They kept going. And Boruto anime, and also problem with Boruto manga, they only do once a month.
Whoa.
Monthly releases of Boruto.
That
How
was,
do you expect to keep up? Exactly.
That was an idiot.
That was, I don't know who. I don't know. But then again, it's like about like 40-something pages. But come on now.
Still.
That's bad.
Because it's not like just one little thing, like one manga chapter is one equals one episode. Most of the time they, one three. Anime episode, they'll combine three, several. So that's like 3 months and one episode.
Yeah.
So that's bad.
So number five, which as we was talking about, out of 366 episodes, 164 episodes of Bleach is filler.
So that's half. So that's half.
Yeah, it's bad. I forgot. It was, yeah, so that's worse than what I said. I said a third. Now it's almost half. Sailor Moon, which is pretty bad too. I didn't even realize it's that small amount of episodes. There's 200 episodes of Sailor Moon.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, but 98 is filler.
Oh. Ooh. I wonder what I need to look up what parts because I had attempted to start watching Sailor Moon last year just because I've never watched it before. It was just too frilly and girly for me. But I'm like, no, let me see why this has like I call it a cult following.
It is
for Sailor Moon. It's a heavy. I want to say, I think Sailor Moon has the largest. Girl. Yeah, I think Sailor Moon has the largest fan base.
No, well. Well, that no.
If you don't count like Pokemon and stuff, I think Sailor Moon, just because there are girls who literally have never watched any other type of anime other than just Sailor Moon. I see more Sailor Moon like shit, like not paraphernalia. is that the proper word to use in this case? No. like shirts and bags and the cat.
Swag, I guess.
Swag, okay, not paraphernalia. Swag would be the time. I'm pretty sure there's plenty of bongs and roll-up trays with Sailor Moon on them, too, and crack pipes. But I feel like they have the largest fan base just from what I've witnessed. Oh,
yeah. And number seven, which, One Piece, out of 1,014 episodes, 95 episodes.
No, there's more. There's
No.
more. There's way
And this
more.
is why they, and now I don't blame them when they say that. Because, all right, even if you were to stretch that out, that means for every 100 episodes, yeah, it's about 10 that's filler, less than 10. And that's literally saying if you go 100 episodes of canon and you go 10 straight, so you're sprinkling 95 episodes amongst 1,000, where it at this point it's one for every, yeah, like one or two every 100 episodes. That's
Nah.
95 full episodes. This is
Nah.
why they're so obsessed. They don't get a break. They're just injecting this.
That's paraphernalia right there. That's
Number eight, Yu-Gi-Oh! With out of 225 episodes, 91 a filler. Speaking,
Ooh.
and here's the thing, I know the filler arcs. That's how crazy it is with Yu-Gi-Oh! It's the Dungeon Dice arc. The damn, what was it? There's the and I damn it's it, my I had a brain fart. I know the arcs the way they throw, were filler because you used to feel it back. I was like, this don't feel right. But we watched it anyway because it was fun. Let's see, Dragon Ball. I don't know if it's Z or just it just says Dragon Ball, but out of 575 episodes,
That's Dragon Ball
70,
Z too, by the
yeah,
way.
I'm assuming, yeah. 70 out of 575, which in this day, that's a low number, to be honest. I thought it would be more.
Yeah.
That's I was like, thought they hit 1,000, but yeah, 74 episodes of filler.
That's not
Not
bad.
bad.
That's not a bad
Yeah.
ratio.
And ten, the last one, I've never watched this anime. Ranma hat 1.5. I've never watched it. It's considered a cult classic, which it doesn't matter. Out of one or out of 161, 72 are filler. So these are the
That's.
top 10. But yeah, Boruto's bad. I think Boruto might be the
Boruto
worst.
is like more than half.
Yeah. That's yeah, Boruto
That's
is the worst.
mainly all filler. So
Bad.
maybe, okay, that gives me more hope that I can actually, I'll just watch some
You
Boruto
can, yeah,
episodes.
you can, yeah, that you don't have to. That's okay. So, wait, there's another list. No, they're just showing good filler. Plus, there's stuff like Inuyasha. I'm pretty sure I had a lot of filler as well. But people love Inuyasha, so you can't really talk bad about that show. But yeah,
Yeah.
it's bad out here, these fillers. But it's a, like I said, it's a thing, except for Boruto, most of that is a thing of the past.
That's crazy that Baruto hasn't gotten with like the times of just taking breaks. I don't know if they're just trying to keep it organic and original to like how Naruto
And
was.
that they don't want to lose the hype. They don't want to take because and also with Boruto, for them to take a break, you might as well just that's years. If they were to take a break and give the manga, remember they're doing monthly. They need that merchandise. It's a money decision.
But that doesn't make any sense because one, they see how hyped up people are when they are taking these breaks. Two, Naruto is the big three. So no matter how long they would have waited to put that out, I feel like that's just common sense. Like, no matter how long, like for an anime that was that big and that popular and still heavily relevant in the anime world, you could have held, like, look at Bleach. You could have held off.
In Bleach defense, Bleach was more or less canceled.
But still, you tell me that, oh, there's like 20 years later. It could even been 30 years later. Oh, here is the story
Continue
on Naruto's child. Like,
it.
what? Like, yes, I'm watching this.
That is true. Again, it was just like, no, we want the hype. We want to keep. And I will say, when they had their moments. When it was anime, it was good, but the problem is then we go right back to filler. Even
Yeah.
now, it's space between filler and the actual story is so vast, and it's the monthly releases is killing them.
Yeah, because I always wondered why people said the anime was trash, but the manga was great. And I never really stopped to ask why, but that makes sense. Oh my God. No, they just need to stop. Look at what all these newer animes are doing.
Look at Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
They took breaks.
They're taking a
Literally,
lot more breaks
yes, they
if
took hell, and but they know it's like you're coming back, so we can wait.
Exactly. They know we're hooked and we are willing to wait 3 years for one
I
season
see,
to
but
end.
hold up, hold up. It's supposed to come back in January. Where's this fucking trailer?
I'm I haven't seen a single, I haven't heard a single thing.
But they know, they fucking know.
They don't have to. They don't have to release a trailer.
When that shit drops, we're going to lose our fucking
mind. They don't even have to give us a release date. Because we're all going to, we all have notifications.
It's coming out next month. Pandemonium in the street.
No, they could be like, oh, it's coming. We're going to drop it tomorrow. Oh, we're going to drop it in
Bleach, where? Chainsaw Man. Where? Oh, speaking of Chainsaw Man, I just, because I know we didn't really start with news and new stuff. Did you watch that first episode?
No, I haven't even watched My Hero yet.
Oh, well, that anime is crazy. And you know me, as the know-it-all, one of know-all, I ran right to the manga. I'm on now chapter 20. I'm up to chapter 26 in the manga.
Is it as good as everyone says it is?
It is so good. And I'm not gonna lie, I hated on it. Because it's funny, even when I went to Anime NYC, it wasn't that big yet. I remember interviewing a cosplayer about it. Because
last year?
Was it last year? No, it wasn't.
I'm thinking that was NYCC that just happened. Never mind.
Yeah. Well, no, last year when we did it, when I did was he there? Damn, I got to check. I don't think, no, that might have been I think it was last year when I did a Chainsaw Man. Yeah, when I interviewed him. And I remember, and I was like, yo, you excited? He's like, yeah, it's great. I was like, is it really that? He's like, no, it's amazing. I take his word for it. Is that, I've read, even now after this, I'm going to probably go read. Anytime I'm bored or in my downtime, at work, I was reading this shit. And I breezed through it because it's so goddamn good.
That's what I've literally never heard a single bad thing about Chainsaw Man. Because there'd be so many people like, oh, because I remember years ago, I'd be like, oh, I'd talk to people like, oh, yeah, like my favorite anime. Well, it's not an anime yet. It's a manga. No, whatever. Yeah. I love Chainsaw Man. And I'm like, I don't know what this is. Okay, all right. I'm like, oh, it's the best thing I've ever read in my entire life.
They're not lying. I wish I could say they were lying. They're not. It is so god. And here's the thing.
Is it bloody, gory, and dark and all that?
Hells yes.
Okay, good.
100%.
I mean, he has a chainsaw for a face, so.
Yes, and in arms. And not only that, the manga artist, when he saw what the anime was looking like, he's like, yes. He loves it because there's blood. And he specifically said, I love it because of the amount of blood there is in the anime. And that first episode is not even as bad as it gets. And funny enough, it's MAPPA that's freaking animating. Yes, exactly. That should tell you why Jujutsu Kaisen is taking a while. And I'm like, oh, this is what you're doing. Okay. It is good. If what I read when they, first of all, it destroys anime tropes.
Oh. That's
the first thing. I messed myself up because, again, like I said, that's the reason why I saw the episode where I'm saying knowing everything is a gift and a curse, and I crave knowledge. I look people up, and I ruin things for myself. But I'm pissed. Even though reading it is amazing, I'm pissed that I ruined what I ruined for myself because I wanted to get the initial surprises from reading it.
Yeah.
And I'm mad, but that's my sickness, that I crave knowing so much that I go right to Google and start looking up characters from the first episode. I'm like, let me see who this chick is. And then I see something. I'm like, wait, what? And then I get addicted to learning.
You just
so one
dive
of the characters
into that rabbit hole.
Exactly. So I had to stop myself. But again, I still did it again because I'm seeing new interesting characters. I was like, ooh, I wonder if this person survives. God damn it. The only person in this anime that has plot shield is the main guy.
Okay.
This anime, there's no such thing as plot shield. And that was one of the biggest tropes. I was like, oh, this thing just defies all tropes. Okay, that works. And the concept is so interesting that I want to read more now. It's 104 chapters right now. I'm on 28, so I have a long journey. But knowing
I promise you, I'll be.
And it depends on how much time I choose to either savor it or say fuck it and go through it.
You should just say fuck it and go through it.
In one day, I went up to 28 chapters. And again, it's just zoom, read. And it's great. It is worth the hype that people were giving it.
That's good to know.
And there's no filler, because they'll just stop when they're done. Funny enough, dang, it's kind of bad that I've read this and I haven't read Jujutsu Kaisen. I haven't read Jujutsu Kaisen, but for some reason, this got me.
Okay, that's how we know that gives it the official Mr. A-Town Ryan stamp of approval.
Yeah, it's going to be so gory.
Okay, so that gives me, I mean, I knew it was kind of dark and bloody, but I just thought it might have been like a overhyped type
Nah.
of thing. And I'm like, I'll hold off because I already
Not
got
one
so many
bit.
things I'm trying to watch. So.
Right now, I would say do it now so you don't have to keep catching up. Just stay current with it.
Yeah.
Don't let it build up.
Because I'm already behind. I'm already two, about to be three episodes behind
Don't be.
on
Keep
My
in My
Hero.
Hero. Because, yeah, Mirko is murking.
How is Bleach?
Oh, fucking amazing.
It
It,
is? Okay.
yes,
That was,
it's.
I was nervous for you guys
No, no, no,
when it
no. They
started
jump
that.
right into the action. They like, no. And their animation is so crisp. They spent money. They spent money. Right off the bat. It's
Who's
too good.
animating it?
I don't even know. But whoever it is, I think it's Studio Pierrot, the
Okay.
original. But the style they're animating it is, it seems illegal. Again, similar to like watching Demon Slayer. I was like, this is too good. Just a regular part where they're just sitting around enjoying themselves.
Is the animation's that good?
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is too good. You know when you get something too beautiful that you're like, I don't feel that I've earned this. But I did. I did fucking earn
No,
it.
you, oh, of all fandoms,
Yeah.
you guys have
We
definitely deserved.
are getting rewarded. Thank God. Again, through all, and no filler. They said it, no filler. There's
Oh,
no
they're gonna
reason
take
to.
breaks.
Because it's over. I will suck
Oh,
to a
it's
point.
over,
No,
yeah.
there's no, they'll probably take breaks, but they said 52 episodes this season. Do they go straight with it? Who knows? But they said 52 episodes. This is a
52.
lot to tell.
That's a whole year.
Don't take. They'll take. I'd rather they take breaks than do filler. They won't though. They won't do filler. It's like I said, and that's the other thing with anime now. It's expensive to do.
Yeah.
Even because even with Boruto is cheap. I hate to say it. Doing those episodes, it's so easy for them to do, so they just keep doing it. Most of these high-end animes, you can't do filler for Jujutsu Kaisen. You can't do filler for Fire Force. Like, because of the amount of care they put into it, it's like, no, we'd rather just wait, take our time, and do it right.
You know, I think I'd be okay with filler in Jujutsu Kaisen if it was in the animation of their first outro. I'd be okay if they just did it all. That's super cheap. I could animate that.
It's just color shading with splashes of color on a marker. Yeah,
And
okay.
them learning new dance routines, I really feel like that should
Nope.
be the filler for them. Dang.
Did announce a new season. You saw the visual for the new season. They finally announced it's coming out.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
finally been announced, thank God, because I've been waiting for that. I got excited and thought it was the new season was coming out in September or something, but that was just Crunchyroll announcing they were putting the movie on their website. And I was like, I almost shared it and everything. I was like, oh my God, guys. But no. What else is new? How's My Hero been? Don't spoil it because
Again, Mirko's murking. Mirko is now showing why she's cosplayed so much and why people love her so much. Again,
oh, they're doing okay. You
most
spoiled
of the
that
people
for
that
me.
loved her is the people that knew from the manga, but now they're seeing her in action and that shit. Again, this fun time is over. It's all fights. This will
Right.
be the most action-packed season My Hero has ever had. Unless they won't do it. They won't do it, Philip. But yeah, I don't even know where they'll end because at the rate they're going, that this big part, we may get Batman this season. It
Oh.
can happen. Based on if I time it right, based on what's happening, the way things progress by episode 12 or 13. We may get the end of that, and they usually do 25 a season.
Yeah.
So don't be surprised if Batman shows up like halfway through the season. This could happen this
Halfway.
season. Yeah, this could happen this season. Because if they were to stop, the next arc they would do would almost be just the manga's arc.
Oh.
It's like, even though because Batman's arc, they call it the vigilante arc. That's why I call him Batman, is that was a big arc as well. But they can end it there this season and
Okay.
then build up to the arc that's currently being played now. So Batman, we may see Batman.
That makes me nervous, though, that they're catching up that quick, though.
No, because this is the last arc for My Hero in the manga. This is
Oh,
it.
that's right. This is the
Yeah.
final arc.
This is the final arc. So and
Okay, so maybe
finish.
that's why they're rushing this.
Yeah, they don't they, and again, if they stop and now you're thinking what, a 6 month hiatus? I think reports have said in a year My Hero's over.
Oh,
As far as the manga. Yeah.
Oh, in the manga.
In the manga.
I thought you,
So
okay.
yeah, so let's say they do the Batman, they'll take a, what, another 6 months? And then
Yeah.
yeah, they can finish, yeah.
So, wait. I'm confused. Wait.
Yeah.
So the manga's gonna be the manga. This is the last arc for the manga.
Manga, yeah. Shit is popping off in the manga.
Okay. But in the anime.
Anime, they could do Batman, but there's still a whole other arc to come.
So there's two more arcs in
Yeah.
the
Because
anime.
I think the big reveal that we've
Yeah.
known that happens in this arc. Yeah. I'm pretty
Oh, the
sure,
one you
yeah.
guys spoiled for me, or
Yes, I'm pretty, yeah, that's this arc.
the naval laser belly button guy?
No, that's in the middle of the next arc.
Oh, okay, but
That's
you're
what I'm saying.
the oh, but the
The
oh, the thing that happened that
family reveal is, I
oh, the
think, this
family
arc.
reveal.
I think that, yeah,
Okay.
that's this arc.
I thought you guys were talking about the thing they did in the manga that you guys were like, oh my God, and then they
No,
ended up
that
reversing it.
leads, because that's a precursor to the big fourth ninja war type shit. Because that's what it becomes.
Okay. Don't say any. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So
No more.
yeah. Yeah, you know, so yeah, shit, but oh, I can't wait to see it. Batman, that'll be the biggest viral moment in anime, period. Because it'll be such a even in the manga, it was a surprise. But just have that animated. Woo!
Yeah, because Deku's like the last
Yes.
person in the entire world that I see.
And he gets so traumatized that it's amazing and it's beautiful.
I don't know, because like I said, I love trauma and gore and violence and terribly,
Like, he looks like
horribly emotional
shit.
things. But Deku like needs to be protected at all costs. He's
He
the
looks
one person I don't want turning
looks
bad.
like sh like when I say he looks terrible, you're gonna feel for him. And it's it,
Like
cuz I
homeless, strung out,
yes
crackhead,
yes like, dude, you need some sleep. Yeah. And he and almost like lash out at your father type shit with All Might. Oh yeah. You feel bad for All Might with that, because it's like he almost trying to be like his Alfred. He's like, I don't need you. Leave me alone. Yeah. It's sad. And All Might just looking just sad. I'm like, God damn it, All Might.
you're talking about my little Deku does
Yeah.
this?
Yeah. He bags under
No.
the
I'm like
eyes.
making eye contact with my Deku statue. I'm like,
Yeah,
no.
whatever he looks like there, it's night and day when they show him. It's bad. But that, yeah, it's
Look at him. Look
yeah,
at him. He's
nope.
so determined
Okay.
and ready to face the world and
Yeah.
protect everyone.
Okay.
You can be a hero too.
Yeah, okay. And then it's just leave me alone. I got this. I don't need nobody.
Fuck off,
Fuck off.
everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, I could already
But in yeah, it's so
what's the
nice.
gravity girl's name? I already know she's gonna get her heart
Uru.
broken. Uturu,
Nope, and this is
Uturuki.
why she's the best girl. She doesn't. She's like, I know, I don't care. I'm fighting for you. And it's like, oh,
What? She stands by
yeah.
her man.
Hell yeah.
She's a true ride or die.
Yep.
I could never, but no,
But
I'm a
again, because
snitch.
they know why he's doing it, though. That's what makes it
Oh.
so nice. It's like, you're not fooling us. We know why you're doing this.
Okay.
But it's yeah, don't. I think, yeah, that could happen in this arc. This
Dang. Okay,
season.
I need to
Not
start.
arc, but this season.
I need to start watching. Because, like I said, I haven't seen the first two episodes. And you guys can probably tell how early in advance we recorded this episode by me
Yes,
saying
because
the
as
third
by
episode comes out tomorrow for us. So by the time you guys
Bleach
get this
second episode
episode,
comes
we'll
out on
probably be
Monday.
there.
Yeah.
We'll probably be there at the vigilante.
With no, I hope not. I fucking hope not.
Oh, wait, no, because that'd be like
That's
12 weeks.
months in it, months ahead. At well, depending on how much they devote to this,
They're
but
going to do like 25 episodes, 24,
so yeah,
25
usually
episodes.
if, I think in every season they've covered what, about two arcs.
Yeah, that's what they've
Yeah,
been
so
doing,
oh
two
yeah,
arcs.
so then yeah, we're definitely getting vigilante, because yeah, that's definitely happening this season. It's gonna be
Oh
great.
God, I'm nervous to watch it now. I'm nervous to
Great.
watch it. And yeah, so hopefully, well, not hopefully, definitely next time we record, We're going to be going over Bleach. Like I said, that was supposed to be tonight, but
It was
the
a good filler episode.
Mercury has been chugging and doing keg stands with his Gatorade, and this has just not been.
You know what's funny? I never used to believe in that, but I've been feeling away. I was like, I forgot about that. I was like, it could
Everyone
be.
has been feeling that way this
Yeah,
past week.
yeah. I was like, is it what's going? You know what? That might be a thing. Yeah.
No, it is. I didn't start believing in it until
Yeah.
within the past few years,
Yeah.
and this week definitely. I've had other clients and stuff like, you know,
Yeah.
I didn't believe it in until this week. I was like, yeah,
Yeah.
everyone's been batshit crazy.
Yes.
I have been emotional for absolutely no reason. I took a night to just cry one night just to
Yeah.
let it all out for absolutely no reason. Our clients have been batshit crazy. Weird things have been
Our
happening. It's
students that oh I work well, our kids, we like I
yeah.
work with DSM special needs. We always say their emotions are linked to the moon. And we
Yes.
anytime they go off, we're like it's a full moon. Or it's the weather. We all every like we because there's a time when all our kids would just set off at once. And we're like, yeah, it's a full moon. So that makes sense what you're saying. Cause yeah, the way our kids does react is like because again, it's gotta be something with sensory with their minds where they're in tune with something we're not.
Well,
And
you have to
I
think about it.
yeah.
If the moon is strong enough to affect the entire planet's tides and the
Gravity and all that.
oceans
Yeah.
and gravity, our bodies are made up of a whole bunch of water. What do you think that's doing to them? And especially if you
That
have
is true.
people who are more in tune with their senses
Yeah.
and are super sensitive to it, that's even more. They even say, I've yet to find the link between women and our periods and the moon, but I know it's called the moon cycle and stuff. It's affecting, it's all
All
there. So
connected.
if the moon's just doing that, I'm pretty sure the planets aligning in
Aligning.
certain ways and stuff and doing things definitely is going to affect
Now
people.
that you mention it,
It's your
yeah,
science lesson,
that,
guys. Your science, your
yeah.
spiritual science lesson.
No, but it's
Yeah.
grounded in something. Yeah, it's got to be. Because I've been feeling with these. I'm like, what the fuck is it? But now that you mention it, yeah.
You just feel off for no reason when nothing has
Yes.
triggered it or set it off.
Yes. And
You
I'm
feel
like,
like you
why?
need to release emotion for some reason, but you just can't put your finger on it.
Like what the like it's like a like ah like what the it's like a hold yeah damn
You just need to let yourself, you just need to cry in private, get it
nah I'm
all
good
out, and you'll be good. You need an emotional
no
release.
man no cry no man no cry
No.
I know no woman no cry
You just need to have an emotional release and you'll be set and you'll be good. Oh, House of Dragons.
Yes,
You didn't think we were going to end this episode without it because last episode we didn't do it. And I'm
yeah.
pretty sure by the time this episode comes out,
It's
season,
over. By the
yeah, it'll
time it
be
comes out,
over.
it's over. It's
It'll be
been out for
over.
this, yeah.
But Damon
That's the man.
is just,
That
you
he
already
is
know my type. So this man, he stands by his woman
100%.
when,
One. Like so as of this recording, we're talking about what, episode 8? Yeah.
yeah, when they had the family sit down dinner and
Yeah.
Viserys dies at the end.
And Vesemon, whatever, got slick at the mouth at court. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, and just, and Damon just, shing, just,
He's like,
oh,
that woman, he's like, mind
see
you, at that
it.
part, I yelled out like the black guy in the movie theater, don't say it. And it's at the same time I'm saying that. They got him Damon like say it. I was like, oh, and then you see Vesemon, he looks like you know, like a like
He
ass like, oh
summoned,
word.
oh,
He's like, yeah,
yeah,
children are bastards.
bastards, she's a
And then he
whore.
is a whore. He's like, I'll have your tongue. Swing. He could keep his tongue.
He didn't keep his tongue. I'm like, oh my
I was
God.
like, oh.
But I don't know how Viserys is just like, no, these are my, these children are not bastards. Dude, come on now.
Yo, first of all, all he had to say is they're not black.
I know, seriously. And that's what everyone wants to say, but even back then, I'm pretty sure, like, you know, today, like, you can't say that. Back then,
But you know what's
just.
funny? I think that was now when you think about it, that's why they made them that so that you can really differentiate why everyone is not stupid. Because even again, even the girls are black, but it's still with the white here. They are not even black. They're not even mixed. Those are straight up white boys. if you watch the end, do you ever watch like when they do the like the behind the scenes where he basically says they're white with blue eyes? Like the actor. I was like, yes, that's what you should have said. That's what he wanted to say. He's like, yo.
But I'm also thinking how bad of a luck it is that she has with the fact that not one of her kids have come out with her white hair. Yeah. Like, what are the odds?
Hello, you forget the kids she had with Damon.
I'm talking about the one she had with
With hair, quote unquote, Lenore. Yeah.
Yeah, like.
Oh, you mean with strong, strong jeans?
Strong.
That's the whole point.
Literally, like, because it's like, girl, like the gods are not on your side.
And it made it worse that you have a kid with Damon, and those kids come out with pure silver hair, and yet Damon's kids with Bela. Bela, right? Yeah, the wife that died.
But isn't her name
I got the names wrong. Lenore,
Came out with that white
silver
hair.
But they're black. Again, you can't hide the blackness.
I know, I'm like...
Them two girls, those boys are supposed to look like their cousin wives or whatever they're supposed to. Sister, who knows what the relationships are. Cousin, step, sister, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're not fooling anyone, lady. But it's like, look, we allow it.
God, you know who's growing on me? Which was a big shock. And it's probably just because I love a villain. Aemon.
Oh, no, he'll be your favorite character, I promise.
He is growing on me so much. Even though I already know, like, what happens. Because I already saw him and Damon. When Damon gave him that little look, I was like, ooh, yes. Yeah. I already know what happens there.
The battle above God's eye,
Oh, that, God, but Aemon is growing on me because he's
they're doing it on purpose. That's why if you notice, every time they show Damon, they show Aemon.
Yeah.
Because they're purposely, like when he stepped to him and Damon just stepped like, don't try it, young blood. You ain't ready for
this. Oh, God, I was so turned on by Damon in that moment.
He just looked at him like, son, no, I know. And then Aemon looked at him and was like, fuck you, uncle. And kept it moving. He's like, I know what you want to do, but you ain't doing this here. I was like, badass.
And they Damon the was joke. Him at one moment, at one point.
Yeah, so he's like, and if, because I know they said they're going to do 4 seasons. I thought it was just going to be 2, but George R.R.
I was
said,
shocked
no.
when I saw it was going to be 4 seasons, because I'm like.
You know why? You know why, though? Because of effects-wise, that's a lot to cover. It's a lot. For them to do it right. The amount of money for effects and everything that they're going to have to do, I see why they're stretching it. You can't do all that in one season. That's a lot that's going to be happening.
Because I know they were saying, because at first, I also thought it was going to be 2 seasons because of the time skips they were doing.
Yeah.
So, but they were saying they were just doing that to establish, like, some.
And to catch up to the story that they want to do, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm still like 4 seasons with, so I'm trying to think how long does the war the Dance of the Dragons.
It's a 3-year war.
It's a three. Okay, I was about to say.
Yeah, it goes on for 3 years.
That's a long.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure the next.
So I'm curious how these next 2 episodes turn out, because there is one big inciting incident, but I think what'll happen, the inciting incident won't happen this season. I think they're saving that for next season, and I think this season ends with what really starts the back and forth.
Because I know with Viserys dying, I know, like, what happens with his death. Spoiler alert, guys. Yeah. If you've stuck around this long, you already know what's to come. Okay.
Yeah, by now it's already come out.
By the time this episode comes out. You should know. If not, go rewatch Game of Thrones. They tell you the entire plot of what happens.
But I think she...
I know Viserys, they don't tell. They keep it secret.
They don't tell. They keep it secret for 7 days. They hide out. They fight over it. Christian Cole does some bullshit. And they plant the throne. Oh, you're going to hate it more.
Oh, and then Alicent, her little dumbass self. Like, I was so pissed when Viserys was like, his last dying words, he thought it was Rhaenyra.
Yeah.
And he's saying, Aegon, he's meant to sit on the throne. Yeah. This.
That's what happens,
like,
when they name everyone the same goddamn name.
I'm like... You couldn't have said Aegon the Conqueror, the first of all of us.
His
story.
Yep.
My grand's no.
And also the theme is, don't do drugs, kids, because then you give delayed reactions to shit you heard the day before.
That milk of the poppy shit. I was so happy though when he was smart enough to be like when what was when they were doing the petition for who was to inherit was it Holland Ho Holland Hollandale? Not Hollandale. That's a sauce. No, that's Hollandaise. whoever was to inherit Blackstone? No. Help me out here.
Oh, the drift mark.
Driftmark.
Yeah.
I was close. And he was like, no, he didn't want to take milk of the poppy. He wanted to be
Yeah.
there and all
He
of
went
that.
in full mind, yeah.
Yeah, but other than that, that milk of the poppy was, that's the real villain
Yes,
of this
drugs.
show.
Don't do drugs, kids. But then you but like what's his name said, yo, you were keeping my brother drugged just so you could keep power. Because the moment he was off that shit, he made that and that scene,
Which scene?
where he's walking up. You know that was an accident. That wasn't supposed to happen. He dropped
What?
the crown accidentally fell off. Matt Smith walked up and picked it up and is like, yeah, we're gonna keep it. That was all improv.
That's like the best scene of the episode.
All that by accident.
I love that he kept that in there.
Yeah.
God. Wait, so is Milk of the Poppy, because I keep forgetting to look this
It's
up, is that
like
heroin? Because I know poppy seeds
it's
is
supposed to be
what you
like
make heroin out.
heroin mixed with sedative. It's meant to, yeah, it's meant to keep you in a funk. It's not addictive though.
Okay, I just didn't know if
You
Milk of
would
the
consider it to
Poppy, if they were actually like poppy seeds.
No, I think well, it's like super powerful cold medicine that's meant to keep you in a funk.
Well, yeah, I just didn't know like
It, yeah,
if
it's like
they were
it's probably
actually
like
using.
oxy, all that stuff, and just
Yeah.
keeps you in a brain fog.
I'm gonna stick with the theory that it's poppy seeds because that's what
It's,
heroin's made of.
but is
So
heroin a muscle pain reliever?
I
I'm asking. I'm sorry. Has it ever been said that that's what I meant? Like, no, I don't think it's that. I
Well,
think
I've
it's
seen
supposed to be.
people get kind of loopy and trippy, and I think on it. Let's look up the side effects of heroin, kids. Heroin's side effects. Heroin neglecting responsibilities is home.
Okay.
That's
I mean, I guess, yeah, that's what he
physical.
was.
Nodding off suddenly, slowed breathing, dried mouth, flushed skin, increased sleeping, weight loss, itching, vomiting, deterioration of personal appearance,
Milk of the Poppy's heroin.
tremors, slurred speech, impaired coordination, appears lethargic or stoned, drug paraphernalia around the house. What type of
Okay, so this is fancy heroin.
terrible. It's pure. It's
Yeah,
pure.
it's the good shit.
Decreased ability to problem solve, unclear thinking, decision making capabilities, decreased disorientation, decrease in self control, inability to pay attention in school, impaired short term memory.
Okay, yeah.
Burst of euphoria, unexplained personality attitude changes, sudden mood swings, angry outbursts, irritability, lack of
Yeah.
motivation, increased paranoia, fearfulness, anxiety, and depression. Okay, yeah, so they got them hyped
Okay.
up on. I don't see anywhere where it says it's a pain reliever.
That's
Don't see any of that. Well, they used to use it for medicinal purposes back in the day.
yeah.
So.
And before it, and they probably had a way of like giving out where it, without, because a lot, they say a lot of that stuff now is altered with other chemicals. So he was
Yeah.
on the good shit.
Yeah, he was on the good, real, authentic shit. So
Yes.
everyone was just doing heroin back then. If you got injured, here's some heroin, kids.
Yeah. No, they used to, yeah, that used to be like a recreational thing.
Oh, it was recreational back then
Yeah,
too?
of
Milk of the poppy?
course. Yeah. Well, heroin.
Well, I'm obviously heroin
Yeah,
is
so I'm saying
extremely
if you can
recreational
compare it.
now.
Yeah. It's a pain. Yeah, and again, they, because remember back then, a lot of those medications were considered safe. Cocaine was considered recreational, all that stuff.
Was in Coca-Cola. Is
Exactly.
that a real thing?
I think it was. You know what? Let me not say 100%, because I don't know.
Eh, we'll say it
Don't
was.
join us next time on Anime and Shut the Fuck Up, Anime On, for your drug history lesson.
Drug history, guys.
As we talk more about bleach. Bleach is probably put in Coca-Cola.
No, probably. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't drink that stuff, so I don't drink pop. So I'm safe. All you crack fiends. I swear, with as addicted as people are to pop, they're still cracking.
Is that a Florida thing to call soda pop?
Florida? No. It's a Midwest thing.
Ah, okay.
So everyone in the Midwest. My family's from Chicago.
Yeah.
So we all call it pop, and people think I'm crazy.
You were born in the 50s. That's what that sounds like.
Well, my parents, yeah. So it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. That's no people in the South, well, not Florida, but people in like the actual South,
yeah,
call it Coke. What type of Coke do you want?
Yeah. First of all, you are in the South, sense. South. You mean technically that's North for you.
No, so everyone knows Florida is not like, yeah. South Florida is not like the South.
Yeah.
The rest, and even Florida kind of, Northern Florida actually gets a little Southy.
Yeah.
But like Mississippi.
Georgia, Mississippi.
Alabama. Georgia. Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Virginia.
That is true. Like, you skip over the South to come back. Yeah, you guys aren't
really. Yes, South Florida. You have
South tendencies, but you are not South.
Exactly. We are not.
You're just South. Southern. You're like Southern New York.
Whatever that means, sure. Oh, other anime news. You fucking One Piece fans just can't stay in your own little bubble.
Yo.
Can you?
Fuck them. That's
can
why.
Can you?
Tell them.
So, I'm so sorry, Alex, that they came in and did a terrorist attack on your beloved state. Square. Yeah.
Times Square did nothing to nobody.
If anyone knows, so anime, oh, not anime, NYCC, New York Comic Con, one of the big cons in the country, happened this past weekend for us. This is probably like 2-3 weeks ago for you guys now.
At this point, anime NYC is probably is what's going on
actually,
now.
Actually, yeah. One Piece decided to literally take over Times Square. Every screen, you guys all see all those screens in Times Square. It's like 1,000 screens. Everything was filled with One Piece.
Never had
you guys have the nerve to be proud of it. You guys are proud of this.
I like how I put in the group chat, hey guys, help. A terrible thing has happened in Times Square. And I was like, what happened? And I sent a picture. Just One Piece all over all the screens and a bunch of One Piece cosplayers all over Times Square. I was like, look, the horror.
The most embarrassing thing.
That is why we call real New Yorkers don't call Times Square New York. All right. That for shit like that right there.
Yeah.
That was I shudder to think what they'll do for anime NYC.
Ugh. Oh god. I hope it's a different anime that does that.
As long as it's not in Brooklyn.
Any other anime would have been acceptable to do this. Naruto do it, fine.
Probably Bleach, funny enough.
Yeah. Bleach would be extremely acceptable. Demon Slayer would be very acceptable.
Yes.
Attack on Titan would be acceptable. Ooh, My Hero would be.
They might release the trailer at Anime NYC. I mean, at Anime NYC actually for Attack on Titan. That would be a great time to do it. Please.
When is Anime NYC?
Next month.
I was about to say. Okay.
Literally a month later. Yeah.
Maybe that's what they're waiting for.
I didn't go to NYCC, and I'm not gonna lie. I thought I was gonna be okay with it, but then I was like, I miss it a little.
Yeah, of
I felt like I missed out. Matt went because our boy Marvin, they went.
Mm-hmm.
But and then even when I saw him, like I was busy, but I had no intention of going to Anime NYC either because I'm busy and stuff. But I'm like, I might actually miss it. Like feel away. Like when I see all the footage of everyone there, I'm like, oh, at next year I'll go. I think I decided next year I will go back to Anime NYC, maybe NYCC as well, but.
I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try and make it up for Anime NYC because I know that's like, oh, that would be like a playground for me.
Oh yeah, you would thrive, and it's busier than it. Well, maybe MegaCon is busy, but no, they get busy out here too.
Yeah, and there's a lot. I can't say that. Never mind.
And I don't want to know what you was going to say.
I was going to say there are a lot more black people in anime.
Yes, there is. Yes, there. Oh, yeah, you can say that. Fuck yeah.
I can. Okay.
Yes. Hell yes. Oh yeah.
Because our other co-hosts are white, and I'm pretty sure a good chunk of our listeners. So. Yes. Okay.
100%. No. There's a lot. Yes, we are out. We are out in these streets.
All the people, all the pictures I see, I was like, dang, look at all these black people in anime costume. I love it.
Yeah, we run that. We run up here. I mean, even in NYCC, there's a lot of black. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're out here. We're out in these streets.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to try and make it up. I know I said the same thing this year, but.
That's it. Yes.
Next year.
We'll see. And we're going to plan for it. We're going to actually, like, by then I should be stable in all most aspects of my life. That yes, next year it's a you heard it here first, folks. Shut the fuck anime is on is gonna be an anime NYC.
Is taking over yes. Anime NYCC. I gotta figure out my cosplays. I gotta start planning this now.
Yeah.
Even though I still have not planned my cosplays for Holiday. I don't even know. We're still waiting for Andrea to get her days off if she can. So
it is con season, funny enough. This is where it is con season down there, right? That kicks off now.
No, our con season is like May, June, July.
It's weird, yeah. With us, ours is in the second, like in fall.
No, ours are some of the hottest months.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
We always choose the coldest time to do it. Like, I know. Yeah, Anime NYC, NYCC, Spooky, Horror Con, I think there's this year, like I said, I took a nice hiatus. But seeing these things, I'm like, I feel the itch. I think that's what it is. I had to miss it to
appreciate it and realize. It.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I missed out on a lot of cons this year. I went to MegaCon. And MegaCon is kind of like the kickoff of this year was the kickoff of our con season.
Yeah.
Cause then like next, like a few weeks later, you have MetroCon, Tampa Bay Comic Con, SuperCon. And then there's another con and then it dies down. September was St. Pete Anime. And then November we have Spooky Empire. And then December is Hallmat.
So yeah, so that's fall. Yeah, same, pretty much the same.
No, but I mean, like in the summer, it's literally like every single weekend.
There was something
like for like a month, like a month to 2 months, there was like a con like every single weekend.
Yeah.
So I figured,
like after anime, then it's Winter Con, then there's Big Apple Con that we have, and that was it until I think March. But we had up stretch, but don't worry, next year I promise I'm gonna. Make a triumphant, not triumphant, just a return, not triumphant. I can't put in the work I did back
in cosplay.
You know what I want to do is cosplay. Funny enough, that I well, yeah, since we was
that the one we planned?
No, I want to do freaking Corlys Velaryon.
Ooh,
it's finally a black character that I can actually do.
Oh, that's right. I think we were talking about this.
Yeah, because all it is putting white thing in my dreads. Let my beard grow. I already got some grays here, so I'm fine. And just look badass.
Yes, now you just
gotta get a white woman to walk by.
I
have options. I have options. So
just need a white girl, and you're good.
I have options, so I'll just have to convince one of them. Just walk, dye your hair white, and just don't worry. You'll be.
Tell her to throw on a wig.
Yes, it'll be amazing. Trust me.
It'll be all good.
I want to, you know what? That might be my cosplay fan. I may need your help. I think I've decided that'll be my cosplay for NYCC. That's hilarious. We will collaborate over the next couple of months.
Okay. Maybe I'll even do a Game of Thrones.
There you go.
One that
you could be one of my kids. Just put.
No, because the only bad bitch one was she ended up killing herself.
Well, you'll be all right.
Yeah. I mean, I liked her. She did not live long enough.
Yeah.
For me. I was like, girl, you bad bitch, and you got yourself this badass man. Like, okay.
And the most powerful dragon, and you just.
And you just. You had a chance of living.
Yes.
Let's not even go there, you know. You just kind of like, oh, all right. Nope. Okay. Let me kill me and my child just because I need a noble death. She could still be here. What if this whole war had gone?
No, they said she was gonna die. Because they couldn't get the kid, child. I think there was a good chance he had a choice. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
He could either. It was the same thing it that was Viserys his choice, went through. And,
yeah.
Yeah. It's like, and then she ran out of the room before, like, he could have saved you.
Yeah.
Like, now, instead, both you and your child are dead. Aemon, little badass kid, got your dragon now.
Yeah.
There's no telling if she had lived through childbirth, how much could have been changed, because Aemon would have never gotten his dragon.
Yeah, and the scales would have been tipped very well still.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't dare try with half the shit they're going to try.
Yeah, so no, I don't want to be her. Don't. She's beautiful, but no.
Yeah.
Not doing it. Okay. All right, guys. Went off on a nice little tangent. This was a true filler episode.
It was.
In more ways than one. So. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Once again, I am Pixel Potato. Alex, go ahead and say goodbye.
Yes, I am Alex Aton Ryan. This was a lot of fun. We covered a lot, as a true filler does. And you know what? Unlike filler, this had substance. All right? This was filler. You don't need to skip this. But again, I did.
Please don't skip this episode, guys.
Trust me, it's filler. Yes, and
we're gonna have started the episode.
We'll call it the filler episode, but we'll put in parentheses. Please don't skip though.
Yeah.
So yeah, but no, this was fun. This is fun. Again, the best stuff comes with improv, as we've seen tonight.
Yeah, there's so many times where me and Alex have like conversations that last forever, like after Zoom and stuff, and I'm like, dang, like I wish this could have been recorded
and now
stuff though. So yeah, this was great.
There'll probably be a filler episode part 2.
Oh yeah, definitely. I feel like we have to do this more often. Maybe we'll allow some of the other co-hosts into our little bubble. Maybe. We'll see about it. Like I said, thanks again for tuning in. Everyone, make sure you're keeping up to date with all these amazing new shows coming out, because you don't want to be behind and you don't want things spoiled for you on here, which would be a tragedy. We try to give spoiler alerts when we can, but we never follow through, because I enjoyed getting things spoiled for me in real time. So yeah, that doesn't make any sense in real time. Never mind. I'm tired, guys. All right, everyone, have a great night. Bye, or a great day. Bye.